It's every kid's dream to be pulled up on stage to hang out with your favorite rapper at one of the biggest concerts in the world. That's what happened to Carson, who happens to be in a wheelchair, when he went to go see Offset. And now his father is joining us to tell us everything that would happen, not only on stage, but behind the scenes. And it's one of the coolest stories you're ever going to hear. That's today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenbaum. We have a really special guest here today. I saw this man and his son on a clip that went super viral with one of the most famous rappers in the world. And I was like, you know what? I got to talk to this guy. It was so amazing. But before we get into that, I want to welcome everybody to Micah Anderson. Micah, welcome to Driven by Purpose, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, when I saw you and your son on stage at the Offset concert, and what was it? It was the Summerfest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right?
That's right. Yeah.
What an amazing moment. I mean, that clip, if you haven't seen it now, it went super viral. We're going to roll it right now. What I saw and what I want to hear more about is that you and your son were in an area toward the front of the stage and your son is in a wheelchair, and Offset, you know, he was from Migos. He's one of the most famous rappers in the world. He sees you guys and then waves you on stage, and then we see you guys on stage, and that's all we saw. I mean, we saw just an amazing moment, but what I would love to hear from you is like how that whole experience went down. I'm just so curious.
Yeah, it was a lot of people have asked, was it planned? And it was completely organic. We had absolutely no idea. Earlier in the day, Carson's a huge fan of Offset. He's seen Migos previously. My wife took him to a Drake concert where Migos were at.
Yes.
And yeah, it was totally organic. We just showed up. Summerfest is amazing. They've got a section for disabled people, wheelchairs, you know, all sorts. And Carson sometimes goes over there. Sometimes we sit in the stands, and we were just there enjoying a concert, jamming out, and it happened. Yeah, it was amazing.
All right. So first off, shout out to Summerfest for having, you know, an accessible situation, because, you know, I talk about this all the time. My daughter, she's 9.5 years old. She has cerebral palsy. She's nonverbal. She's in a wheelchair. And sometimes that can make life pretty difficult, especially when we go to events, restaurants, just simple things where there's no accessibility, and it could take a, which should just be like an average normal experience, and make it extremely difficult. So I always appreciate when I hear that an event like Summerfest takes the steps and does the things to make sure that everybody is able to have a positive experience.
It is, they're amazing. We've 15 years we've been going, you know, now Carson's 17, so he's older. We try to let him do as many things as possible on his own, but being in a wheelchair, and even though there's so much accessibility at Summerfest, my wife and I still have to go to all the concerts with him. And I say half, kind of tongue in cheek, you know.
Yeah.
This particular evening, we almost weren't going to go, but yeah, it was crazy. And it was super awesome that they do that. And everybody should know, if you're listening to the Milwaukee area, you're coming in with children or, you know, family with special needs, crazy cool comedy. There's no extra fee or charge. It's just a section they have, and they're great seats. Like, we were 15 feet away from Offset and this happened. Yeah,
that's amazing. So all right, so Offset looks down. The video that I've seen from somebody shot this on the stage is like, he looks down and he sees Carson just rocking out, just losing his mind down there, and it looked like he pointed at you guys. And it was you, Carson, was that another son of yours as well?
It was just Carson and I. No, my okay. Other two. So Carson's a twin. So his twin brother was there in the crowd with the entire. Carson's pretty well known. He's kind of a local celebrity around here. And we're friends with a lot of other families from other cities. So the place was packed with kids this night. I mean, thousands and thousands of people. It's a huge right. festival, absolutely enormous. And yeah, so everybody was there, and we see Offset. He's kind of looking at us, and Carson's just jamming away.
Yeah,
he's got a right side weakness, so his left side, and he's just going at it. And
that's my daughter too.
I see Offset kind of look over at us, and I'm like, Carson, I think he's looking at us. You know, of course, everybody thinks that. And we didn't see until later on with the video where he had kind of pointed off stage to somebody, then to us. So we missed that whole part. All of a sudden, he comes over to kind of the side section, and now he's like right there, like looking at us. So I'm like, Carson, he's definitely looking at us, and he's singing to us, and Carson's jamming away. And we just thought it was just a cool moment. You know, it was absolutely phenomenal, and it was so close. And a couple minutes later, I get a tap on my shoulder, and a guy says, I think he was with production crew or whatever, said, Offset wants Carson on stage for the last song. And I'm like, what? And at this point, mind blown, completely freaked out, like, no way. So that's kind of how the whole situation started. Yeah, it was wild.
Okay, so then once that happens and you guys realize that that's happening in the moment, you guys are going up on stage. So what happens next? They take you around back and they bring you up onto the stage?
Yeah, so that was kind of a whole production in itself, because the first thing I said is, you know, well, with the wheelchairs, that,
yeah.
like, I'm thinking we're going to, because with Carson, he's, you know, 160 pounds, and my wife and I are really used to just, we just pick him up and throw yeah. him into whatever situation. We always say, like, and he says too, we're kind of his legs. So whatever he wants to do, that's our backs putting him to do it. And I'm like thinking, we're going to have to throw him on stage. This is going to be insane.
right.
And the guy's like, no, we got accessibility around. Well, his wheelchair goes up and down, and he's all the way up, as you see in the video.
Yeah.
But it takes a while for the wheelchair to go down. And I'm thinking the concert's almost over. Last song, I'm freaking out. And this chair is going super slow. You know, in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to miss it. We finally get Carson down, and it's a heavy wheelchair. And I'm kind of driving around, and they're leading us all the way around back and through security. And I must have ran over my toes 20 times, and it's a heavy, heavy chair. So I'm yeah. like running over, and Carson's just absolutely freaking out. Like, what do I do, Dad? What do I do? And I'm like, just be you, Carson. Just jam out. Keep doing what Offset saw. Get on stage and have fun, man. Just enjoy it. And so, yeah, we just took us around stage. It was kind of a journey to get around, up some ramps and stuff. And we end up through like a final security door. And it was just this big black curtain, and it opens, and we're on stage. We're like, oh my gosh, this is Carson, go. His chair is pretty fast. So he takes off, and he's super excited.
Right.
I'm thinking he's going to drive right off the stage into the crowd. So I'm panicking, like, oh wow. But it worked out perfect. Yeah. He ended up in the right spot, and Offset was kind of over on the other side of the stage. I see him look over, sees Carson, and that happened.
It's that amazing. So you guys were on stage for, it looked like a couple songs, but it was just one.
I think at this point, I was choked up. I was enjoying the moment. And,
right.
you know, I think they had said he played one of the songs, mm-hmm. the Walk It Like I Talk It, twice, which I don't remember any of that. It was a complete blur. But yeah, I think he played an extra song and kept going after, like, kind of unexpected. Because at the end, he gave us the list of all the songs that he played.
You got the rundown. You got yeah. the set list.
Set list. Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
Oh, he was super cool afterwards, too. So, yeah, he signed the set list for us and gave us some swag. And we hung out backstage with them for a little bit, met his whole crew. Everybody in his crew was absolutely phenomenal. They all talked to us. And kind of funny is his twin brother, we had to go through security all the way up, like even us. You know,
right.
I mean, I would assume they would know who Offset's people are.
Right.
All of a sudden, afterwards, my son Jackson just pops up backstage, and I go, what are you doing here? And he's like, I had to see Carson. So he just sprinted past security and just ran backstage. So you've seen some of the pictures. It's me and then his twin brother Jackson and Carson are all backstage.
That's amazing. So okay, so you guys sit down in the VIP section backstage, and like, what does Offset say to you when it's all quiet and it's just you guys back there?
He just talked to Carson, like, what's up, man? How you doing? Shook all of our hands, gave us hugs, like talked to Carson, asked him, you know, what he was into, his favorite song, if he had a good time, you know, just chat and kind of shooting. But there was a lot going on. So then there was a lot of other people back there at this point too. So he was talking to some other people, but really just focused on us and Carson. And he has a stage manager, a young lady that talked to us for a really long time. And then the camera people were back there. So she's sending us pictures while we're back there. We're trying to get our phones together, which I don't know anything about technology. And she's like, just tap our phones. I'll send you all the videos. We have thousands of videos that his whole crew took that they sent to us. And then, yeah, signed the set list for us, took pictures. It was such a heartwarming experience to think, like, because we don't know the guy, obviously, but
yeah,
he was super accommodating. He was really cool. Just the nicest human being ever.
So you as a dad, when this is happening and you're seeing your son is getting the special treatment and he's just, you know, losing his mind out there, just having the time of his life. Like, what's going through your head as this is all happening?
I was super choked up. I get emotional about anything that Carson can experience that's just out of the norm, you know. And he does get a little, which is nice. Like, we always tell Carson, we're pretty straightforward, very open, honest family. Like, Carson, yeah, you're in a wheelchair. You have a disability. Not let's use it, but let's take advantage of whatever extra things you can get. So, like, we have fairs and festivals. You know, people are always coming over, like, hey, Carson, what's up? And, you know, I've seen on some of your other podcasts, some stuff that frustrates him, you know, is they treat him like he's eight, you know,
yeah,
and it's like, hey, buddy, how are you? And we didn't get any of that backstage. I just talked to him like he was a 17-year-old
fan. I love that.
And it was, that's what I think for me as a parent that I picked up, which I don't think most people would. I don't think most people are cognitive. They're just trying to be kind, but
yeah,
you know, hey, buddy, and pat him on his head and, you know, treat him like he's a little kid. But yeah, they just treat him like he was just an awesome fan in the stands, just jamming out, having a great time.
I love that. I think that's amazing. I'd love to hear a little bit more about Carson's story, whatever, you know, you're feel comfortable talking about, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about Carson, if that's all right.
Yeah. So Carson, like I said, he's a twin. We did in vitro fertilization, and I don't think that had anything to do with it, but we found out probably around 15, 20 weeks that there was it's called twin-to-twin transfusion. My wife can speak of this better than I can, but twin-to-twin transfusion. So his other brother, Jackson, had a smaller feeding tube. So Carson was taking more of the food from Jackson. So they were born at 30 weeks. So it was pretty touch and go there the first 2 months that after birth. They were in the NICU for a month.
Were they both in the NICU for a month?
Yeah, they were both. Wow. Gosh, I wish Heather was here to tell me, like, really little, like just the tiniest little things ever, in the little cages, little boxes. And we go to the hospital every day and spend all day there. And we have an older son, Gavin, who's 19 now. So he was probably 2 at the time. And so we didn't know that there was anything wrong. We just knew it was a very, you know, trying birth, if you will.
Yeah.
And he was diagnosed at about 1.5 years with cerebral palsy. And we knew at that point it was going to be different. We didn't know if he could walk. We didn't know, you know, at that point, really a lot. We just knew his brother was rolling over. So it was interesting that we could kind of compare the two, being, you know, parents that have never gone through this. And Jackson, his twin brother, would, you know, start rolling over faster and started walking faster. And just, you know, at 2 years, we were pretty set. Like, okay, at this point, will he be able to walk? And I said, maybe, possibly, you know, we'll see. And, you know, just every year, it's kind of like, nope, not this year, next year. And it is what it is. We take it day by day. And it's, like I said, we're his legs, we're his life. My wife and I have completely, you know, when you get married and you have kids, you have this big plan of how our lives are going to work out. And they're about to grad. Carson and Jackson are going to be seniors in high school. So,
wow.
You know, my wife and I were like, we're going to go to Europe and, you know, spend a couple months there after the kids graduate. And now it turns out like the three of us are going to go there because it's tough to get care and help. Tons of support, family super supportive, but it's a lot. So, you know, with, you know, that being said, it's just Carson. It's the three of us now for the plans of change. It's awesome. We don't mind it at all.
And Carson, I mean, I don't think I saw a talking device on his computer, on his chair. So he's verbal.
He is. Awesome. And I laugh because that was one of the things in the beginning is, will he be verbal? How much communication will we be able to have? And at times I'm like, Carson, can you stop? He's super smart, which is awesome. His brain is, Heather, my wife explains it better, but its parts aren't connecting back and forth. So some stuff is really, really top. Like, he is a huge sport nut, loves sports. He can tell you every jersey number, every name, where
who's
they play
his team?
For. Loves the Vikings.
Oh, like, really? Okay.
He's like, Dad, you got to represent. So he made me get the Vikings coffee.
All right.
Loves the Vikings, loves the Bucks, local basketball team. Huge athlete, loves WWE wrestling. We took him to a bunch of wrestling stuff. They were also super cool. They had us out backstage and met people. He got to meet the New Day, which is one of his favorite wrestlers.
Yeah,
this is awesome. Years ago now, but so he's super smart, but he can't read, which this is what's mind blowing for me with Carson is he can see the jersey numbers and memorizes the jersey numbers and the faces of players and athletes and people. And he can tell you their stats, who they played for, what year they were drafted.
Wow.
Like, super cool. So he's completely verbal, very talkative. He's super sharp when it comes to a lot of stuff. And then some other stuff, you know, not so much, but yeah, it's mostly, he has a right side weakness. So you've seen the videos, you know, he's jamming out with his left.
It reminded me exactly of my daughter. My daughter has a right side weakness also. And she dances just like that with her left hand. She fist pumps. I mean, she goes crazy and she loves it. She's not as big of an Offset fan right now. She's more into like the Taylor Swift and the Sabrina Carpenters of the world. She's 9.5 years old and, you know, whatever. But I'm excited for when, you know, it starts shifting into more popular bands that I like and we can start doing that stuff too. But
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
we're having fun. But no, that video, I mean, I'm telling you, that video struck such a chord with me, man, when I saw you guys on stage. And I was like, wow, that must be such an amazing moment for your whole family. And just, I did see some stuff online. I'm actually curious to what you think about this, because people were like, oh, he's in the chair and they're playing Walk It Like I Talk It. And I was like, oh, get out of here. It's a goofy thing.
It was such a big thing. So it never had occurred. It's never occurred to us. We love music. Our family's huge into music. We're always listening to music, whatever's going on. And my wife's big fan of music, hip hop. And I grew up with classic rock and country. And so we listen to all genres of music. And that's what's great about Summerfest is you can walk, you know, a mile and see four different styles of bands. But tonight it was all off. That night was all Offset. It was all hip hop. It was cool. And it was just such a wild experience to later that day for, as you spoke to, like the Walk It Like I Talk It. We listen to it all the time. It's never occurred to us. Just because I think we just don't look at Carson as a guy with a disability.
Right.
It's just big deal. Like, you know, we don't get offended. We're not political. It's just, yeah, deal with it. We got what we got.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even notice it until afterwards. Somebody mentioned it to me and I was like, oh, get out of here. It's crazy. So if Offset's watching this right now and you have an opportunity to say something to Offset, what would your message be to him?
Oh gosh, we're so grateful for the opportunity to be up there. And you're such a cool guy. And his staff too, like just everybody around him. And you know, back to the comments, like all these people that are, I didn't know anything about any of his past or anything going on with, you know, his personal life. And that was all in the comment section. My wife's big into that. And she's like, oh, you know, get out of here. That's stupid. So I think this was like a lot of people said, like it showed his true colors. And I don't think he was patronizing or trying to get a moment. It was truly organic. He really just looked over and saw a kid just absolutely jamming out in the stands and said, come up. So we thank you so much for allowing us to have that. And Carson, I cannot even tell you how much of a crazy last few days this has been, because with the viral and then people reaching out, this right here, he's so excited for me to do this. And he's everybody was texting us and emailing us. And when it went to, I forget what site it was, the
World Star?
Was it World Star? Yeah. I hadn't heard of it. My wife had. And one of his friends came over the next day and was like, Carson, you know you're on World Star? And he was like, what? And Heather, my wife, was like, what? And we looked it up and we're like, oh, a couple thousand likes. Well, he's a big Jake Paul fan. Well, Jake Paul had a post before that and he had 1,000 shares or something. I'm like, we got to beat Jake Paul. So we're watching it. I mean, the whole family, we sat outside like the entire day just watching, like, you got another one, you got another share, you got another like. It was, I mean, that whole experience in itself too is just super amazing to see that. And it's kind of still going, which is surprising to me. And we wanted to do a response video, respectful about the Walk It Like You Talk It thing, because Carson doesn't care. That never occurred to him. He loves the song. So we got to shut that down. But I do think it kind of helped it go viral.
It got a lot of responses. Right? I think anybody that's reasonable that watches that video looks and goes, okay, like he wasn't trying to do anything. Like that wasn't like unbelievable. The impression that I got when I watched it was exactly how you just described it. He saw this kid who was losing his mind, who was having a genuinely amazing time, pulled him up on stage and then performed one of his most famous songs ever. I mean, you can't do better than that. So that was going to be my next question about Carson's life in the last couple of days. Like, he must be, I know you said he's kind of like a local celebrity anyway, but it must be like way up right now.
Oh, everywhere we go. Like, we were at a big 4th of July party yesterday and all the kids and everybody's there. So kind of take a step back. Like, when we knew Carson was going to be kind of wheelchair bound, we built a house that was wheelchair accessible with completely him and his family and friends in mind, knowing like he's not going to be able to go to birthday parties at other people's houses because they're not accessible.
Right.
And so we pretty much designed our house to be kind of the place for all the kids to gather. We've always had the trampolines and the pool and the, you know, just this is a place to hang out. So after Summerfest, like everybody came over and was like, holy cow, this is crazy. And then the 4th of July is like Carson and people that we haven't seen for a long time or text, even my mom, who I didn't even know she knew what social media was called. And she's like, did you see Carson? Yes, we did see Carson. Yeah. So it's been a whirlwind and Carson just loves it. He's having the time of his life.
That's amazing. So is Carson, I know he's graduated from high school. What's the plan for Carson moving forward here?
So he'll be a junior, or he's a junior, just graduated. He'll be a senior next year. Yeah. So this is where we start kind of like, what are we going to do now? So we're trying to think of some ideas and have been for the last few years of like, you know, what kind of jobs can he do? And there's local help where he does like job study. Like he worked at Chick-fil-A, which was awesome. They had a kind of a work program where they had somebody come and help him, and just trying to find something for him to do a purpose after high school. Cause it is such a big part of the day where he's active at school and he gets physical therapy and lots of help. And then like in the summer here, what are we doing? Because my wife and I aren't physical therapists. And so he's got a lot on his plate. He's a big dreamer. He's got tons of plans. He loves collecting cards. Like I said, he's a big sports fan. So he collects sports cards and memorabilia. And he wants to start a sports card shop. And which I think would be cool for him, because I think that's something he could do. He loves talking to people, so he could talk to the people that come in and buy and sell cards, and we can help him out with that. And so there's a lot of plans. We're not 100% sure, but working on it.
Well, whatever he decides to do, let's please stay in touch and let us know. First off, if he's doing the sports card thing, and I don't mean this to like brag or boast or anything like, but I know a lot of people in that specific industry. And if there's anything I can do to kind of help along the way, like please reach out and let me know. Also, sports card collecting is so much fun, man. That's great. And if he knows everything about everybody, like you say, like it's such a card ripping and breaking and all that stuff is more about storytelling than it is about hitting the big card, because, you know, how often do you hit the big card? It's about like listening to the stories about the players and stuff like that. And I'd love to hear him talk about all these guys that he knows so well.
Yeah, he loves it. And that's, I'm glad you brought that up. Like, that's a big thing for Carson and I is we buy boxes and we'll break them, and he just looks at the card and goes, that's so-and-so. He plays for the, you know, he just knows. I'm like, why? Well, I watch sports, but I don't know what that, well, he's just so into it. So kicking around the idea, he wants to start a charity for disadvantaged kids that maybe collect or want to collect, or maybe in group homes that just can't afford it, because it is such an expensive hobby, just collecting sports cards. And so we're working on the paperwork with the federal government to get the 501c3 set up. So
cool.
Kind of tying that in with the sports card shop of doing like, you know, local events and charity events and stuff to raise money so Carson can, you know, hand out cards or packs of cards of kids that are in hospitals or, you know, like say group homes or just disadvantaged kids that might not have access to collectibles that might bring a little bit of, you know, sunshine to their day like it does for Carson. So
yeah, that's awesome.
A lot of ideas. No matter what happens, my wife and I, we're going to make it happen. So you know, it is, it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge.
I love that. I think that's so inspirational. And, you know, as you know, I'm behind you. My daughter's 9 and a half, but we think about this kind of stuff all the time. And to see people like you that are ahead and figuring it out, it's, I mean, this from like the bottom of my heart, it's really inspiring. And
thank you.
It's a really cool thing. And just seeing the video, getting to know you, I mean, this has been an incredible experience, and I wish, you know, nothing but the best for you and your family.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely. We should stay in touch, and I appreciate this opportunity. I mean, this is so cool just to get out there, and in any future videos, this is my first time doing something like this, but you know, I don't mind being in front of a camera. I enjoy it. And especially talking about some of the challenges and open up everybody's eyes to, you know, some of the challenges we go through as parents of, you know, kids with special needs. How can we kind of let everybody know that they're just regular kids? They just want to be treated like just a regular person of that age. And, you know, but it's still Carson loves, I don't know, everybody's a little different, but Carson loves the fame. So if you watch this, you see him out, come say hi. Carson absolutely enjoys talking to people, and he loves the fame, if you will.
Well, look, the whole point of these shows and us talking about this stuff is to normalize it, right? And make it less so it's taboo and weird for a typical person out there when they see people like our kids. They don't go like, oh, what's going on? It's no, don't engage them like normal people. They're normal people. Go have a They love Offset. They love Taylor Swift. They love baseball cards. Go and have a conversation with them like you would anybody else. And that's the point, to normalize this kind of stuff and to kind of move it forward. And you know, I think we're doing that. So look, Micah, I can't thank you enough for your time. I appreciate you so much. And I think it's so cool what you and Carson, what you guys did this weekend or last weekend. It's so cool. And yeah, man, best of luck to you again for joining us. We really, really appreciate it on Driven by Purpose. And we will talk to you soon, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Evan. Take care.